Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome, everyone. This is the founder and the person that loves to go the wildest. This is Jethro Smith. I want to thank each and every one of you who've tuned in tonight. This is our Wild Wednesday. I know a lot of you have been writing on Facebook, and I do apologize. I'm on a mini vacation, so please don't get uptight if you don't get contacted right away. I just need a little time to regroup, but I have to be here tonight with one of the best and friends of mine. You guys, I hope you're ready for this. Those of you that are new to this show, grab onto your telephones. Call 773-897-6461. But do it only if you're ready to be wild. Tonight, the truth will be let out. We're going to talk about wild, mild, or just a child. It's Melissa Berman, the internationally recognized intuitive here. She's a spiritual coach, psychic medium in the healing arts. I laughed at all of you that were writing to me today and teasing me on Facebook about what we had set up. So I come up with that theme today. It's wild, mild, or just a child. Put your vote in today. Do you feel that we're putting in that wild moment that you love so much? Are we being a little mild for you, and maybe you'd like us to tune it up, which we laughed on Wednesdays because we didn't get any votes for that. But we got a lot of votes for, let's talk about the inner child and how can I nurture that inner child. So tonight it's the truth, and here she is. Melissa, how are you?
I'm great. Hi, Jethro. Hi, everybody. Wednesday.
It's wild day.
It is. Almost a new moon, and it's insane. The planets are just like duking it out, and it's just keep breathing in one step in front of the other. Take salt baths, drink a lot of water, hang out with us.
When does Mercury go back? When does he stop with this incessant waltz?
It's July, but it doesn't really kick until the 7th. So I forgot to any time to check that today. So it's between the 1st and the 7th of July. So we have another full week of, oh, really? Are you kidding me? For sure? Really? What? I mean, my computer
just
operates herself right now. Like, she'll just change. Like, I won't even touch anything, and she'll just be like, oh, no, I'm going to go here now. It's like, really? My computer?
It's definitely Mercury. And those of you tune in, you will get a reading if you call in 773-897-6461. One question, please give your name. Have a little bit of a subject idea. You know, give us that little bit. I did have a lot of you guys writing that we do it different each week, and that was one of the things on Wednesday. The reason that we do and we want you to do that is so that we can specify. Stay in positive, keep in the time. If you get disconnected, which we have had, call back in 773-897-6461. Sometimes Mercury does it. Sometimes the magic of in the air gets on there and does it. We don't know what his name is, and we aren't going to address him, but whatever it is, it's wild and it happens. So call back in. I had a lot of comments for you that were very positive, and I'm going to read a few of those off, Melissa. I've been listening to the show for months, and I can't tell you how happy and excited I am on Wednesdays. I don't know why that you have that really cool lady, but keep her on. She's really fun. I think her name is Melinda or something, but I listen to it, and I have to say, we do this in a place that is very high energy, so I don't know if it's some of my friends or what, but I will be listening to her again. It's Melissa, but she does do magic blacks. I've had to get her name. Yeah, Melissa. We love you. Continue to listen in. Thank you. In Miami, I have listened for many months, and almost a year and a half I listened to your show, Psychics Gone Wild. The reason that I'm writing you now, Jethro, is to let you know Melissa Berman has got to be the best I've seen. I have listened to her, and I've taken a little poll. I call it the Psychics Gone Wild tally, and according to my tally, She has been 100% every time I've listened to her. I do like the fact that she makes the individuals pertain to what they're discussing. I am a reader here in Miami, and it's very frustrating when someone comes in and their mind is just saying they're open, when in reality they're not sure what they're there for. Come in, please, for a specific reason when you come to see a psychic. Just my thoughts, your tarot friend in Miami. Very cool.
Thank you.
Excellent. I've got to write you. I think that Melissa is a very beautiful pink and vibrant. I think she's a zebra in what I call the world of craziness. She is versatile. Is she not green and pink, Jethro? Because I feel she's all heart chakra, and she's won my heart here in Connecticut. Hey, excellent. Those of you tuning in, yeah, going into the questions, write your email questions too in Psychics Gone Wild. They're on Facebook. That's where we get a lot of our information. I've had a lot of you guys saying, Jethro, where do you get this stuff? Well, I do want you to copy me as a compliment, but I don't want you to do the same show because we're the ones that's wild. So if I tell you all my secrets, you'll be making the same cake as me, and then people will get sick of that same flavor. Go out there and start your own radio show. Grab onto some of it. Put your stuff out there, and I'll tell you how I did the one part so you all know. I got on Facebook and I made as many wild friends as I could find. And I asked them, I said, I'm going to bring in the best, like Melissa Berman. I'm going to bring in Jan. I'm going to bring you Amy Kavanaugh, a wild New York lawyer who's got a mediumship in her that you don't want to do. Would you please send me your questions so they can help? You'd be surprised. It was magic. I have a friend right now writing, Melissa, I have to ask you this. My son has got an ability. He's been able to do psychic work for years. It scares me. Neither me or my husband has this. I mistakenly brought this up with my mother-in-law, and she asked me, what about the milkman? This really hurt my feelings, and then I laughed, and I said, you know, he has to be intuitive because he did make jokes about you curdling the milk. So let me know, Melissa, is my son... an ability, is it somewhere from it? Because I understood listening to the show that usually this runs in families. Help me with my very gifted child.
It depends on the contracts, the karmic contracts, the paternal, maternal contracts that a soul will choose a family to come in and be the instigator for change, or you've known each other maybe in several incarnations. I'm not of the philosophy that we reincarnate with the same people all the time. I feel that there's a big chunk of it that happens, and this is just my personal feeling. You know, everybody's going to have their own feeling about it. I feel that just nurture him, encourage him. He's going to help you and your husband develop your gifts and talents with your psychic abilities, and the fact that you are a nurturing person to begin with will help him. Don't discourage him. I'm sorry that you got insulted, but I'm glad you could, you know, have a sense of humor about it. Lavender is a very important smell and herb. You don't want to overkill with it, but lavender is a very important herb and smell. You might want to grow a little lavender with your son, you know, just kind of create a little garden because it's a really good sort of bridge to the higher levels and while staying grounded. And just keep up the great work. He's come as a messenger for your family.
Love it here. And those of you tuning in, you're right. If you tune in to Melissa Berman on Facebook, you'll see the beautiful, her smiling face. I want to read a few of those off to you guys. And I know you guys are going, what's happening? You've got to realize that I do this. I would like to win reading with you, Melissa. That's by Bruce. And Bruce, you were one of our winners of the music. I do remember your name. I would like to get to know you better and give me a reading by Amber. Looking down here, I love it when you put in the prank one of Ouch with the Walrus. I think you really are a great person. These are helping. I'm helping Melissa. Melissa is in there, and I've wrote some of you guys. Definitely tonight, get in the room. Get a few minutes, and then get that reading with Melissa. Melissa, tell everybody how they can get contact with you. And are you still doing the special, or is that – I'm not sure when.
No, the special ended at the solstice, but I'll have some other things coming up down the line, so I'll keep you posted. You can contact me through Psychics Gone Wild, and then you can contact me at M.A. Berman Arts. ARTS at gmail.com, and we start a conversation. We set up your reading.
And I love all of you guys that are doing that. We always do this to help individuals, and it helps us. Do it now. Mercury's in its retro. This is the intense time, and what's excellent is this is time to find those pieces. I had a person tease me. They go, Jethro, I have had readings by other people. You're sitting there, and you're getting all intense with me. And those of you, I want to thank all of you guys from Tampa. I've got all you guys coming in, all of you new people. It was so much fun at the Tampa Fair, the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo. I had a blast, and we will be doing more of those. I'm looking right now and doing Colorado Springs and a couple other ones that you guys brought brought to my attention. I love you guys. And like, you know, you guys found out there, get with us with it. I can do it on the Skype. I can do it on the phone. Melissa is phenomenal. She does email ones. You know, pay the price. Send her the picture. Let her get down on it. I mean, that's the way to do it. Those of you tuning in, Melissa does work with children and individuals. And I'm getting a lot of questions tonight with our mind, mild, and child. So let's look at this with the wild, milder child. Melissa, I have a child of mine that I am very, very concerned about. I think that he has a little bit of phobia with this because he's 17 years old and he keeps thinking everybody's reading his mind. We used to joke about it when he was there. He said that he really seriously feels like people can do this. He has even gotten to the point where he's worn aluminum foil because he was told that that defects people from doing it. Let me help him. I'm having him listen in tonight. Explain to him that you psychics are nice and that if someone is reading his mind, they're not doing it to hurt him. There are psychics that are actually there to help him.
Well, no one has the right to read his mind without his permission, so he's correct. And this is a past life crossover thing that he is dealing with, where he was persecuted for being sensitive, for being in tune. He needs to meditate, though. He needs to start building his own empowerment, his own power, because people do not have the right to read his mind without his permission. So we have to validate him for that, and he's not going crazy. He doesn't need to wear tinfoil or anything. Copper would be really good, or any kind of talisman, you know, black tourmaline a little bit, not too much because it can be overpowering, maybe some turquoise, some clear quartz. He needs to explore that a little bit more, but respect his boundaries because he is a psychic sensitive himself, and he deserves to be treated with respect.
We love all of you guys. Put in the psychicsgonewild.com if you want to win a prize tonight. The prize is a reading by Psychic Jethro, 1 hour reading, which is valued at $120. We'll give one winner away tonight. Put in psychicsgonewild.com. I do keep it up. I'll look over there. Whoever's put in tonight, we have all of you older winners too. I keep those track of it. We'll reach in there. I will grab out a name and we will call a number, grab that number, and that will be the person that will win the $120 reading tonight, 1 hour. Very good. I can promise you my accuracy will be taped and sent to you on your computer if you prefer. I know a lot of you are now doing that. So I can tape it, email it to you, and you'll have it in your little hot ears right after we do it. So what I want you to do is to be able to get in tonight. Do know that we are a new thing, and I'm going to let you guys know about it. Psyche's gone wilder. We've went wildest. We've got a new thing. We're sending out snail mail again. We miss those fun letters. So those of you who'd like to get our emails or get involved and see what the specials like Melissa just had so you can get in on the sales of the readings, I had a person tell me, Jethro, when are you going to do the email? You have to get the psychic paper to get it. Well, to get that Psychic's Gone Wild paper, send in to us. We will be sending it to you. Look at the stamp in the right corner. We have the beautiful Melissa Berman's face. We have Jan Bach Drakey, the beautiful lady with legs. We have Psychic Jethro. You've got two. We've got a crazy picture of me, and you've got a picture of me very nice and just trying to be a normal psychic. We have a picture of Melissa by a tree. Keep track of these because we're going to play Psychic's Gone Wild poker. Some of them are worth aces. Some of them are worth queens or kings, depending on the picture you get. You got to stay tuned and have fun with us. If you're ready to have fun, get in. Get on those letters. There's postcards that went out this week. The lovely, beautiful Dina Flanagan's out there. Patty Negri's out there. Melissa Berman's out there. Gary Wimmer's headed on the way. And don't forget DC Love. We've got a DC Love stamp that's in there. So you guys want to get that. Eileen Boycher, she's there. So you never know. Hang on to those emails, and we've got a lot of people that are doing that. And at Christmas time, we're going to give away some big prizes, some very big special. You know, we always give away hundreds of dollars of prizes at Christmas. We love to celebrate that holiday. So get in your mail, and let's go wild. Have some fun. 780, what do you know? You've been patient. Let's do it. How would you like to have a reading, 780?
Hey, thanks so much for letting me be part of the show.
Welcome. This is Jethro and Melissa, and you are?
Jay.
Welcome.
Hi.
Jay.
Hey, Jethro. Hey, Melissa, I got a good question for you.
Okie doke.
My question is that I just wonder how come my workshops are not being attended to. I took a chance this year, and last year no one showed up for my classes, and this one's kind of repeating the same thing. I don't know what's going on. I know Mars is in retrograde, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What's
the name of your workshop?
It's a drum making workshop.
Excellent.
Okay. It feels like the way you're marketing it isn't reaching the people that really need to receive it. Are you sending it out to like school, like regular schools, and, you know, like besides music shops and stuff, are you getting into the schools as well?
No, not in schools. It's kind of more native ceremony, so it's kind of sacred. So. Yeah.
Oh, so you're trying to keep it more like,
That's the reason why.
It feels like, yeah, it feels like there's like this need for it to be,
spiritual, and I feel the guides are helping with your Native American energy, that some of the people aren't ready. We need to, you call tonight. Let's get together, Jay, and let us help you with some of the other marketing in.
Yeah.
You're a phenomenal man, and I feel power from you. I keep seeing lightning, which tells me in my way in the Blackfoot that you are not only strengthening energy, but your power, and we need to get someone in between. It's just like the rabbit man comes in to bring in everyone to the dance. The medicine man brings people to them. I feel that you need one of us that are like the medicine people to bring you people who are ready for it and get your shops going through it. I do feel that the guide said that there's another part of you that has got to come out. You should maybe get with us and talk about some of the other elements and the totems or something with the show and try through here, because you're very, very gifted, and the angels are telling me that, yeah, the planets are doing it, but there's also a part of you that we've got to heal something with the malachite and the other part. You're true in heart, but there's something holding you, trying to hold you into a time when you before, and you need to be doing it.
But also, I think what was trying to come through before is if you can make there has to be like there's this fine line with your musicianship as well. Like you have your whole spiritual thing going on, but there's also something that it would appeal to, you know, younger adults. It would appeal to what you're doing and maybe break it down so that you offer a couple of different kinds of workshops, okay? Mm-hmm. So you may have the spiritual one, which is like the native and all that, but maybe also marketing it so that you're getting into the school systems as a Native American drummer and explaining how that works, because you would have that would open up your market really big, and it wouldn't take away from the sacrament of it. You would be exploring that and exposing that truth to an audience that's really ready for that, and you would just sort of change, like you'd have the real sacred ones, and then you'd have something a little bit more, if you're comfortable with this, more a little bit more accessible to, for lack of a better word, a more mainstream kind of exchange, but you're still doing your craft and your art and your blessed work. So you would market two different kinds of workshops.
Are we helping you, Jay? It's real intense. We got all this energy here. Are we making you want to send us back to the lounge?
No, I just got to think about it because I'm just kind of disappointed in all the energy I'm putting into it, and nothing's really moving, so...
Yeah.
Let's get you with us and let's help you. Let's help you with that area. You know, I feel that is, and I agree very much what Melissa's saying there. I feel like it is. Jay, you've got such great energy. Definitely stay in there with it, and then I'd like to do a little more. We only do one question, but I'd like to read for you on what's coming up in the future. They're telling me better stuff is coming up, looking the other part of the energy there. There's something
don't
coming.
Don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged is what they're saying. Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's so frustrating, and I can relate with you. I remember back when I would do classes, I'd be lucky three or four people. Now I have them, you know, going wild. It is something there that I feel like Melissa's got what she's saying with the younger ones. We love you, Jay. Got a roll. I'm glad you called us. Thank you. Did you find us on Twitter, Facebook, or are you a Blog Talk fan?
Yeah, I'm a Blog Talk fan, yeah.
Right. Bless you, Jay, and thank you for calling. We got a roll. They're going to give us that push from the back of the aisle.
Take care, Jay.
Take care.
We love all of you guys tuning in. Make sure when you call to grab a hold of that phone, because Melissa Berman's on tonight and you're going to go wild. 647, it's time to hear us on the phone. How are you, 647? I didn't mean to sing you away. Don't be scared, 647. I will stop singing. Hello. I think they're out having fries, and I didn't get any. And I'm sorry, 647, but we're going to go right on to the next one. Here we go, 647.
Hello?
Yes, you little hider. What are you doing out there with those French fries? 647, that's a psyche Jethro.
Hey. Sorry, I don't know. What was that? Hi, Jethro. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Can you talk more into your phone? Hold it, baby girl. You're like muffled. Can you talk more into your phone there?
Okay, hold on. Is this better?
Yes.
No. And what's your name?
Oh, okay. My name is Diana.
Diana, goddess of the heart.
It's happening. happening.
So I'm just wondering what you see coming up for my love life.
Well, you've been patient for a really long time, haven't you?
Yes.
And you seem to be eager and ready, but something sort of feels like it's kind of in the way. It feels like, do you have a sister or somebody who acts is like a sister to you?
No.
There's no female sort of friend or somebody in your life that's kind of got a sister energy?
No. Right now, no.
Because it just feels like there's somebody maybe from your past or somebody that is kind of trying to block it. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's somebody in spirit that's passed. Or it just feels like there's like a female energy, somebody from your past that's trying to block you finding, you know, they can't block you finding love, but there's something being worked out karmically, it feels like, and it's blocking, it's been blocking you. So you need to just kind of go out, kick up your heels a little bit, kind of make a declaration that you are ready to meet somebody that is in accordance to your highest welfare. And you kind of want to get like a blueprint kind of idea. You could go to a toy store and look some of the like some of the dolls, you know, just like a cowboy doll or a, you know, a warrior doll. You know, just like get a vibe of what it is you really want from your heart, because you're not exactly sure yet what kind of relationship you're ready for, but you're ready for something. But I don't know what that is. You know what I mean? I'm just translating the energy that's saying there's some female energy, and it may pop up to you like down the road, and you go, oh, it was a coworker from like, you know, a year ago, or somebody that's just kind of got sticky wicket with it. And so you don't want that. You want to just be free and clear. Jethro?
Yeah.
Am I making any sense tonight?
You're fine. You're doing great. And I apologize that they wanted you to speak with Melissa and with them. When I don't want to be with it, I just wholeheartedly am hearing the angels say, and to compliment and to continue on for those who are working with this energy with it, I'm supposed to tell you that you feel some of the energy sometimes with your chest. I feel like you're picking up energy, and there's times that you feel a little like a silly energy, and it's like sometimes you have to be careful because you're nervous of other people like trying to get the whole say with you. You have to take it slow is what they're telling me.
Okay.
And we love you. Thank you for tuning in. Continue to listen to Psychic Gone Wild. Tonight we're giving away prizes. You're welcome.
You.
We've added a little more toys. One of our regulars, Lady Arango's, put in, and she says, I have a few bracelets, so we're going to be giving away a bracelet tonight. Any of you love that jewelry, put in for Psychics Gone Wild. We are the ones. I had some individuals write me yesterday and say, Jethro, every time I listen to the show, you've gotten crazier. No, I always was crazy. I'm just showing you more of me. Sorry if it bothers you. Call Psychics Gone Wild. Here we are, 360. Let's do it. 6360, I know you can't wait. Let's get in and do a psychic reading with Jethro and Melissa.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome. You're a little nervous there. What's up? Are they trying to put pressure on you?
Well, today I, you know, called
the... What's your name, sweet angel?
Oh, my name is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. Well, I'm really nervous about what the rental manager told me today. She said, I asked to call to talk to the owner of this place, you know, about the problems here and about getting out of my lease early, and I wanted to talk to him and meet with him and show him pictures and stuff, you know, and she refuses to well, she told me that he says he's too busy to meet with me. And you know, I think that, I mean, it's like, wow, you know. And then she said, if I don't like it, I can just get out. And I said, well,
Lori, you don't want to take this all on yourself. There's some other energy that's going on there that is really unhealthy, and you're a very brave, strong, smart woman. Do you have anybody for representation?
Well, I don't really. I've been trying to get somebody in this woman. Her name was Mara Schneider. She's an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to help me, and now she won't return my phone calls.
Hmm.
And then I, you know, tried to get help with the housing authority, and I left them a walk-in message today, and then I called the CLEAR program, and they said, well, let us know after the housing reinspects your place, you know, and...
And how much more time on your lease do you have? Are you month to month yet? Or?
No, November.
November. Mm. Oh, and so you lose your safe you lose your security deposit. But you know, for the manager to threaten you like that, that's against the law. And everything that they're doing is kind of against the law. So if there's, I mean, even if you call the Renters Bureau, have you called the Renters Bureau?
Well, I don't know if they have like a Renters Bureau. But there's a place in Seattle that I was told to call, and then I tried to call this. I mean, the lines are just busy. Mm-hmm.
There's a Renters Bureau, Renters Association, Renters.
Renters Association.
Something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
I tried
you've
to.
You can't do this on your own. Okay, this
is
it's being screamed at me by your guides. You absolutely cannot take this on by yourself.
Right.
You're not allowed to do this by yourself because they're attacking you. It's psychic attack, and it's whatever kind of attack. So, and it's look how upset it's made you. So she threatened you, so you need to document every little thing. What time did you speak to her? What did she say to you? You've got to start keeping more logs now.
Okay.
And then if you have to get the police involved, get the police involved.
Well, the police won't take me seriously. Like, stuff started missing out of my apartment. And I try to make a police report, and they won't take me seriously. They consider me to be mentally unbalanced.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you can't do this by yourself. Start logging it. Start keeping a log. And if push comes to shove, you know, just get a city attorney. Get somebody, you know, that's going to do it pro bono. You've got to get – are there any other tenants that you get along with there that would be part of this?
I don't think they would be part of it, but they, you know, they don't mind me. They don't.
No. I meant that are having the same kind of problems you're having with the building.
Well, they had some problems with the building, but they finally got them resolved, I guess.
Okay, so your apartment's the one that's in deep doo-doo here.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, you got to take pictures, log everything, and just see whatever kind of free help you can get. You can't handle this by yourself. Jethro?
I'm feeling that, and I'm agreeing, and the guys are telling me with this, you've got some really undermining going on here. And, you know, you need to handle this differently. The fear of God works very miracles in the fact of the higher power. I feel you need to walk lightly but carry what you're saying very strong with them because there's some other individuals involved in this. There's something very odd about some of the ones that are there, and I feel that this is. You know, and that, you know, that's a bunk, whoever's giving you that game. That's an intimidation to do that because I got to tell you, one thing about it is it has to be looked into. I worked with police officers for years, and I've worked in all over and been in all over this world. Someone's playing you a game. You've got to do like what Melissa said, but you've also got to make sure that you do sound when you speak to them. Don't let them get your goat. You've got to be calm, collective, and say, okay, this is what I've got, and explain that. So you're saying at this time, and you look at it, you look at your watch, at 2:14, you're explaining to me that there's nothing can be done, and you're denying this there, and you talk to them that way. They're going to take, it doesn't take a rocket scientist for them to realize you're bringing in a little backup. There's people that will take this case on just to get money to get themselves going as a new lawyer, and that's what you need to look at. We're tired of it. Everyone's tired of people being like this. Yes, we've got craziness out there, but customer service-wise, they work for you. You're paying the rent. When you stop paying the rent, Lori, then they stop getting the meal. And sadly, this is where they've gotten to, where they treat people like this, and, you know, I laugh. Remember that movie where I'm mad as hell and you want to throw the TV out? I'm as mad as that, and I want to throw the towel at these people and go, excuse me, be nice and work with us, and we're trying to do this. And if you know part of this and you're being that, then you're helping whoever's doing it get away from stealing. And that's how you got to say. So you're actually believing this disability. You're believing and enabling this person to take these things. I'm on you, Lori. I pray for you. Please get a hold of us at psychicsgunwall.com. You know, we can only do what we psychics do, but I agree with her. Do not take it on alone. Get some backup in. When Melissa says that that's strong, the guys keep showing me you working with it, and then you're doing documentation. I've had other people, like, go over their head, go into the officers. I worked in a town where a couple of them, all they wanted to do is go pool party. So I went over their head. I found the chief of police was very interested. He also was really surprised surprised when he found out that his individuals were doing it. Two people were laid off. One gentleman tried to taser an animal. It was just crazy. So I did the favor. I got him relieved of his duties and put him in a different position where he didn't have that weapon to scare me again. You can do it, Lori, but get some backup, okay?
Okay.
Love you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hang in there, girl. She's got a battle. And those of you who are doing the spiritual battle, they're not easy. I had someone write to me a week ago, Jethro, if I hear the word test again from one of you on the phone, I will scream into your ear. Don't scream. When the guys are doing this and things are happening, it's put there for a reason. And you call one of us and we do it. Listen to us. Get the extra person. Go the mile. We've all been there. That's why we're saying that. I went through years of a really odd situation. I had not found love. And everywhere I went, it really was awkward. I had couples be odd to me, and I thought, what is on me? Did I step in bubble gum that's got nasty smell? What is going on here? What it was the guides putting me in a force of going, Jethro, find real love. I looked inside my heart, there was a little bit of hurt, and I realized I had never really known love. What did I do? I didn't cry, I didn't freak, I didn't call up everybody and say, you guys never told me. What I did was I sat down, did a real prayer and meditation, got to know me, and they told me, you have to ask for it specifically. You know, and it says, Matthew, ask and you shall receive. I started working with all my stuff that I had, friends. I kept getting angel work. One of the angel letters tells you, if you really want true love, love that will be with you, do it. And so I'm a success story of using that faith. Melissa, tell one of your experiences of when you were really working with this gift and you've been really pushed into a corner. When your guides help you, what do you do, Melissa, when you're in that space of you've had enough?
Let me tell you, everybody's path is going to be different with it. I'm finding that it's part of our spiritual initiation and that we will be up against the wall. Some of us will be up against the wall. And for those of you who find that you're up against the wall, you don't take no for an answer. And you just keep doing your gig. You just know that you are doing something, you know, from your soul that's greater than the obvious. And with that said, you deserve to take care of yourself. You deserve to be cherished and nurtured, and you have to do whatever it takes to at least have some semblance of peace of mind, even if it's for like 30 seconds on a day, because some days are not, you know, offering anything other than this hell on earth. So you're not making it up. We have been fighting, you know, the unseen, that which is not of the light, and the dark nights of the soul are those transitional times in our souls. Makeup that get us to that place of truth. And so just don't give up. Just don't give up.
Daniel, our friend here in Arizona, I've known you for many years, is writing in tonight to ask, Jethro, what do you do with that customer that's rude, inconcise, and comes to you expecting and feeling that this is something of a gift just to hand them? I'm in a really bad space, and I know how you always were so good here at the Crystal Castle. Please give me some advice. I'll give you a little bit of advice, Daniel. You don't have to read for everybody. And I'll tell you something really quick. Someone does that even through this, and what we're doing is free. That isn't what this is about. And if you're ready for a reading, then you treat people how you want to be. It's like they always taught me, if they're really thirsty, they're coming to you, they're going to be a little bit nice and humble and really open and working with you. If they're coming to you and they've got an attitude, I'm not in the fighting business. I learned a long time ago, if I want to tug and wrestle, I want to do it in a lovingly way with someone that's cute and adorable. I don't want to sit there with somebody pulling, tugging, going, read me. Well, you know what? I do read you. I see you're uptight. I see you're aggressive and you're assertive. I'm a humble, patient person of the light power. I send them along their way. Never, Daniel, ever compromise your ability. The easy, excellent part about this is there's enough for everyone. So when someone says, I want Melissa, and they're really beautiful and positive, I'll pull them through the phone. I've got about four of you right now that are really assertive, pushing, and you've had a reading once a week for like six times. Let it go. Relax. If I've told you 14 times and they've told you 12 times, you need to realize you're addicted. And this is energy. We're all addicted. Well, we are cute, but we're not candy, and I don't like someone pushy. So, Daniel, for my experience and for your experience as a friend, and I've known you now actually going on 8 years, don't you ever compromise that. If someone's like that, you politely explain to them that they're not in the mood right now for a reading, or your guides aren't doing that. Never force yourself. We're here to help people, not be forced into a bad situation. Melissa, can you help him? Daniel's a very good man. What would you say about this?
So Daniel's a reader?
Yes, a very good friend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's your business. You call the shots. And, you know, you get those people now and then that just, you know, they want to control. They want to make it hard because they're having such a hard time. We're here to advise. We're here to counsel. We're here to bring messages through. We're bringing them through with the highest integrity. And that's the bottom line. When your integrity gets challenged by someone, you just have to say, I'm sorry, I'm not the right reader for you. You know, don't give yourself anything less than a thousand pats on the back.
And I love you. A couple of you that are writing in the room, Mama Mia, if you will get a hold of me and send me your cue, I'll pull you up because you've been with the Census Show. Some of you others, we're going to get a hold of the phones. Don't get up stressed. We are the best. We get people through. There's always a long queue here to get in. But what I love about it is you get what you get to need. The guides are working with us. We're here to try and help so many of you. And that's what we're going to do. Psychics Gone Wild is fun. If you're ready for fun, give us a call. I love the fact that all you guys sticking up for it. Melissa, you rock. We love it. Daniel was a fan of Jethro's, and we love you here. I'm listening over here in Scottsdale. Come back to the Psychic Fair, Jethro. You, Melissa, here would be the best. I know that I would vote for Melissa in a minute. All I want to do is see her be happy and tell us about the food that you should eat, not the food you're not. Oh, my goodness,
oh,
you guys are
so
listening.
Awesome. Thank you so very, very much.
And you guys know me, and I can't help it, but you know what? I did beat you with those hamburgers, and it's not my fault that you can't eat as much chili as me. You've got to work with it. You've got to slow it down to make more room for more food. Now I'm being better. I just got to tease you. I love you guys. Desella, I can't believe I haven't seen you in a while. You are the best. You and your sister were the most fun. I can't believe that I danced with you, and you talked me into dancing on a street. Those of you who haven't been on Scottsdale, there's parts up above there is a silver mine, and I said, they got me talked onto dancing, and I kid you not, the street dances and then it slides off into a big cavern. I'm really nervous because for some reason I'm just like, you know, I'm a good dancer, but what if you like really slide or you do a good two-step and just hit the floor and go? So they put up a board down there in case if I, you know, slid, I wouldn't hit it. So, I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. You guys, someday we will. That's a good idea. Send to me all the information. You never know. If you guys have a really good fair there or other experience, we'll come and you'll get to see some really good people.
I'll
be blasted.
Yeah.
It'd be in between, and we'd just rock. We'd have fun. Got to warn you guys, if we go to Sedona, you better be ready to climb up to Airport Mountain. I haven't seen those guys in a while, and I'm missing those guides. Me and my girlfriend Kay was there and some other students about a couple years ago. It was so much fun. I miss the vortexes. I heard there's been fires, and I'd like to give my blessings to Mother Earth. Grabbing the phones. There's more of you than there is of us. Don't get violent. Skype, how are you? You're the Skype caller. They've called you the magic 111 angel. I know you aren't, but who are you on Skype? Hello?
Is this me? Hello?
It's you. Hello, yes. You called from Skype?
No. My number is blocked. I'm actually Mommy Mia.
Cool, Mommy Mia. You had got in the room and said you were looking for it and worried about the queue. Mommy Mia, would you like a reading or did you come for other things?
A reading, please.
Excellent. Can you give us, obviously your name's blocked and your number, and I don't want to do your privacy, but my guides have to have permission. Can you give me something here to go with? Or are you...
I just would like to see if you had any messages for me from anyone.
Can you be more specific? Mamma Mia, come on, go sing it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have to really be specific because we don't have that much time, and the more you can tune in, the more we can tune in.
I don't really know how to put it. Like, tell you who it's from, who I'm looking for, or
what is privacy?
Something that yours personal? Because of you using an alias, then all we're picking up is a little bit of your vibration. I feel there's a little bit of emotion going on. I feel like there's someone you really want to speak with, and I for some reason I had felt male, but I'm not sure, and I want to be specific because we're letting in energy, and me and Melissa don't want to just let anything in.
Yeah, no, it is male.
Okay, and I apologize. I'm not being real frank and honest. I'm being really just pushy, and I don't mean to be. I'm very sincere is why I'm doing it. So I'm picking up the energy with you. You know, you do need to have some of the message, and I'm glad you got in. I was trying to catch you, and I'm glad it worked out good because I was trying to get your area code, and we have them. I'm feeling like there's something else that's gone on. This person has passed, and there's some things going on there that are very awkward. There's something going on around you that I feel there's he's like trying to guide you or work with it. I keep seeing some kind of money or business. Something's going on here.
Okay.
Is that helping? Is that making sense without being...
Well, it wasn't until the money or business came into it, but I am starting a new business, but that didn't really have anything to do with the other part.
So he wouldn't be advising you about that at all? So he's not telling you anything from the other side about that?
Okay. Not that I know of, no.
Okay.
What exactly is your heart asking you to know? I mean, what, without giving too much away, if that's where we need to go with this, which is understandable, what is it that your heart is trying to get you to know?
Well, somebody from my past passed away in October. And ever since then, like, kind of strange things have been happening, and mm-hmm. I'm just kind of confused, and it is awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like there's a ghost, like there's a ghost attached to that person, that it's not the person that's passed, but there's, like, when we say ghost, a discarnate entity, somebody that's trying to kind of filter the connection. Do you meditate at all, or do you do any kind of spiritual kind of stuff for yourself?
No.
Okay, so you need to start protecting yourself more. Do a little bit of white candles. Call in the divine. You can just keep it that simple. I call in the divine light of the universe, whatever you're comfortable with. It doesn't have to be, you know, anything more than that. And just start asking for clarity. You have to do a little of this work. You can call in a healer as well if you have a local healer that can kind of help shift this energy, because this is part of your path. Is your soul is guiding you to becoming more aware. And so in order to communicate with this other person, there's this energy that has blocked it. So now you get to be in control here and move that energy. So your homework is some sort of like prayer or, you know, invocation. If there's a local healer that you can talk to that can kind of be an intermediary and move this energy in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
And I apologize, I mixed up the two for you. Doing this over the radio like this happens. I do. I think that's very great for the medium work. And we thank you. I hope we helped you. Being new to the show, I know this is a little different for you. Have you tried any of the people there that are in your hometown or in the area to see and read why they're giving you those messages or anything about them?
I haven't, but I'm going to try to find somebody.
Good.
Great.
Yeah, and
thank
do some
you.
Of this ritual work for yourself. It's just time for you to go to that next step. And you'll
okay.
see it. You'll see it start to clear up. And then it'll make more sense. You're welcome. Mamma
okay.
Mia. I want to start dancing.
Rock it. Excellent. Great.
Thanks.
We thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Great.
All the best.
All of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Melissa and Jethro helping individuals through there. When you do have the other spirits and the energy, so you guys listen that was coming in, that's one of the excellent things about when one of us do this, is if you really want to go there. I've worked with this for years, and I feel very comfortable with the other part of doing it. I don't believe in walking with the dead. That's a different energy altogether, but I do know that they do give me information. I will stop, just like you saw tonight, if the person's doing that, and until they're ready, because there's no sense in doing that. Like Daniel, you just heard there, and those of you who use this show for your experience, remember, the person will only go to the level they were. And then you heard what Melissa caught. That's one thing you want to be aware of when you're doing this. There are areas that are a little intenser. Do this with work. So we're tuning in. We've got a couple of friends here. Hang on. You 215, you'll be next. 856, we're going to get to you. 832, looks like the time's going by wild. We've got to grab a name here. It's Jared McKinnick. You are in Texas. Jared McKinnick, you just won an hour reading with Psychic Jethro. Thank you for sending me your information. I'll tell you what, I can do this with I'll send you the email, you've got it, and you will get in your snail mail a $120 certificate that's signed by me, and you can use it too. Grab that envelope, keep a hold of it, because it's going to have the first pictures of some of the psychics on there for Psychics Poker later. Loving all of you guys, please remember, when you call in, don't forget, if you're here with the right intent, it can all happen for you. I had someone tease me, and this is, I'm going to read you this a little quickly. I live in the United Kingdom. My sister has done tap and table work. And those of you who don't know, it's a very intense mediumship. I called into the show quite a while back, and a Psychic's Gone Wild lady, I believe to be called Melissa Berman, helped me and my sister. My sister called, and I must be honest with you, she was ready for the reading. Things have changed. My sister is doing so well out there in the United States that I may be moving out there. Someday, Psychic's Gone Wild, I will meet this Melissa Berman, and I will give her some money for what she did for my sister. I value her so much. I hope that she gives me a reading like she did. Here's from Ken Elso in United Kingdom. Thank you,
wow.
Ken Elso. That very
bless
nice.
You. Thank you. I'm so happy for your happiness and all this good news. Maybe we'll see you over here in the United States. We'll
come play with us. Come see us. We love to make friends all over the world. 215, you're live. I mean it. 215.
Hi, Jethro. Hi, Melissa. I was wondering if you've
what's
seen...
What's your name? Hi.
Oh, my name... I thought I gave my name. I was listening to Jessa. My name is Susan. I'm from Pennsylvania. I was wondering if you see a man coming into my life soon and a move.
Which one do you want us to answer, the man or the move? Or they do you want them to be, are they supposed to be compatible?
Well, is the man going to come into my life? Because if he does, then I guess I'll be moving with him, right?
All right. Snap.
Right.
Snap. Snap.
She's
that
my friend,
horrible.
Darling. She's doing
Susan.
It. She's making it happen.
She is amazing. We love this.
She's a keeper.
Susan, you want to kind of keep all your options open as far as the relationships are concerned. It feels like there will be a couple of gentlemen, suitors, or courters, you know, those who court you, not quarters, like money. Okay. Some one of those days. Okay. Am I making sense? Anyway, you have a tendency to, like, give it all away at the very beginning, and then you end up getting really bruised. You know, your heart gets bruised. It's just like because you're such a giving person, you sometimes forget about your own needs. It's your turn now to decide what it is that you want. It feels like there are going to be a couple of different guys that you're going to be able to get to know. Take your time, please. And if anything happens with either one or and however many come around that you don't like and you know that that's been a red flag for you, instead of trying to wait around for them to get it together and then they still mess with you, move on. This is a big step for you. This is a big lesson for you because in the past you'd stay around and basically be, you know, psychically beaten. You don't have to do that anymore. You've paid those dues tenfold. So now your turn is to pick and choose and be very selective about who gets to spend time with you.
Oh, I agree. I was married for 26 years, and I'll tell you what, he wasn't physically abusive, but verbally, and, you know, and I put up with it, you know, thinking, you know, you got to keep your marriage together, and it's been 5 years now, and you're right. In this 5 years, I try to find myself, who I was, because when we get in a relationship, we really forget who we are, because it's them, the kids, and you never have time for you to take, you know, time out for yourself. So, I mean, 5 years, you know, passed, and I think I'm ready now to move on and love somebody and for them to love me for who I am.
That's right. So let them, like, you get to call the shots, though. It's not about you moving with that guy. That you've already done that. So now it's like, do we move together? Is this something we can do together? You know, you get to be picky. You get to be selective. Take your time. Jethro?
It's true, and I love it, and I feel that guys are showing me the real strength with you and the energy, and I got to tease you, Susan. We just, you know, we right away, when me and Melissa doffed up to you found a family for life, we just both love you, and we're both feeling the energy from you, and I love that. They said no matter what you look at, they said there's other energy happening for you, and they said, they said no matter what you're saying or what's going on, there is another energy with love, and I feel that there is. I keep seeing some guy, I see a gentleman with, like, really pretty rings. I keep seeing, like, he has really nice jewelry. I'm not sure what this has to do with it, but I look like he has like a very expensive taste in jewelry, and he seems like I feel like this is part of what's happening there. He's wanting to be part of this.
Oh well, I'll hop right into that jewelry store with
him. There goes my girl. So you also were born on Marilyn Monroe's birthday, and diamonds aren't forever, but they sure make me smile, baby.
I'm telling you. Sparkle
me. Sparkle. I love that you're just cute and adorable. So do you have Gemini rising, or what's going on here? Do you have any Gemini in your June birthday, June rising, early morning birthday?
I don't know. I'm an Aries on the cusp, so.
Oh, my goodness. Aries and Taurus, and you're still wild. I love it. I think you're cool, and you've got my vote. And I don't know what's going on with these people, but divvy up to her, and let's have a good time and stop this setting back being cash. I love you, Suzanne. We got a hit. That's what we're getting for energy. Please tune into psychicsgonewild.com. We still haven't given away that bracelet. It isn't a diamond, but it's a beautiful jewelry that's from my friend in New York City, and you could be the winner.
Oh, I thank you, Jeffro.
Good luck.
And it was great talking to you. So, okay, I'll
take
care. Back on hold so I can. Thank you, Marissa. And put me on hold so I can continue to listen to the show.
Yeah, well, keep us posted. We want to hear all the dirt, Let them bring you roses.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, you got it. I'm going to have to Kim Kardashian with a big diamond.
Why not? If it can happen to her, you deserve the best, too. Nobody said this was a salad bar. We want the whole course, people. Love it. Cool. We are wildlife. All these people are teasing. We put her on mute. She's our friend of ours now. We've got our sister Susan. Everybody put a prayer out. Oh, Susan, we'll get the great big rock. Amen. And no, I don't mean the kind that ties to your leg as an X. I mean the one on your ring that's a diamond. So let's do it. Amen. 856, are you ready to get your kicks on Psyche's Gone Wild? 856.
Hi, this is Laura. Hi, Melissa. Hi, Jethro.
Hi, Laura.
Thanks for taking my call. Hi. I was wondering if you see me meeting anybody and eventually getting married.
Oh, boy. Everybody's got spring fever, and we're not even in spring anymore. We're in summer now. I love it. The summer solstice has awakened everyone's, you know, inner Oberon and, you know, Titania, all the fairies are working overtime right now. This is so great. Really great. Yeah, it feels like you are definitely destined for a solid commitment. It feels like you kind of want to decide what that, this is for everybody. I think this is guidance. You know, nobody's guidance is ever the same, but I feel that this is something we all have to hear. You know, decide for yourself what it does mean to have a committed relationship and hold nothing back. You can do this in a journal. You can just go by the water and talk to the, you know, the fish. You don't have to make it anything, you know, elaborate, but just get quiet and calm for yourself and decide, what does it mean for me, Laura, to be in a committed relationship? Does it mean, okay, that, you know, we get to see each other 3 times a week as we get to know each other 2 times a week, 1 time a week? What, you know, the like from the beginning to, like, you get the, you know, put a ring on it. So you want to really decide in your soul and heart, because that's trying to get your attention right now, how this looks to you. Because in the past, it's kind of been sort of, oh, yeah, this is good. And, yeah, this is fine. You know, it's not that you settled, but it was like you go with the flow, which is really lovely. But now you kind of want to redirect it so that it makes more sense to what you really are seeking. And it looks good. Jethro?
I agree, and I feel that very strong, and I love what the guy's saying, that it's all there positive. I'm seeing a very beautiful hummingbird, which tells me the love and the plentiful is there for you, and I'm very happy that you called in. I do apologize. The phone's going a little cuckoo with energy, and I feel that's your energy that's working there. And they said, you know, no matter what you want to do, they said you will be able to go into another level that you want to do very soon.
Into another level of what I want to do regarding spiritual work or
spiritual.
With
yes, they're talking about with your spiritual. They're telling me that it's also going to another part of what else you wanted to have happen. And they said that I feel this is going to be complementing the two together. And I feel that that also, as the love comes in, is going to open the energy. Melissa and me both see good in it. I see them doing something that's going to bring in your purple. Look out. In the fall, you're going to be like even more intense with what your already abilities are.
Well, in August, I'm going to go get my attunement for Tibetan Master Reiki.
Yahoo! Oh, that's good to know. Okay, that's why they're saying, I welcome you, Master. With one of us, we're all growing together to get help, and I see a lot of people being helped with you. No wonder. I love it. Thank you. Thank you for confirming. I love that when we have people that are working with us. You guys heard earlier, we had a couple of disgruntled individuals looking for that usual tense, tight, intense discussion, and we're more about let's help you, let's do it. Welcome, Laura, you rock, and I gotta go now because there's other people and they're saying it's their turn.
Thank you very much.
Love you.
Thank you.
We're making friends all over. Melissa's doing it again. She's doing the Wild Wednesday walk, and we gotta tease those of you who tuned in.
We are wild.
Wild. And we know that there's more people, there's more time. We're trying to get to as many as we've got. It's down. The clock is grabbed. Is there something happened to our sand dial? Somebody threw us the Mayan person, and I didn't want him to fill out the script, and it says there's 6 minutes left. So we got to do what we got to do. We're going to give you a little bit of quickies, which means we're going to try to get a couple more of you because there's so many on the phones. I want to thank you, and I do tease the person that called in that was the reader. I'm not being rude to another person. I just want you to understand that when you guys call, and then I go on your show, and you're using our stuff. I like it, but, you know, use what the guides are doing, because the guides are full of it. And what they're telling me is they're going to hand you all the balance with your cups. So make sure. I know that you were upset, and you said 2 weeks ago you called in, and I was very rude and blunt to you again. I disagree to you. If I was being silly, yes, but I don't feel I'm ever really rude. If I am, I apologize. Sometimes the guides are pushing me, so... there's what it is. 832, what about you? Oh, come on, 832. Let me have you. Come on. I know you want it. How are you, 832? Hi, it's you.
Yeah, I have to say,
hello?
What's your name?
I don't know what happened. He dropped off the phone for some reason. I do feel it happened. So we're going to have to take another caller. We've got 4 minutes. 706, what are you doing? Okay, so are you meditating? I hope that's yoga you're doing, because I hear stretching. 706? Okay, that's really wild. Weird Tales brought to you by Psychics Gone Wild. At any given moment, we'll pick up a phone and you never know what that person is. Then we are psychic. I would like to read that energy. I feel the person is reaching for that wonderful piece of toast so they can make themselves a delightful treat as they listen to me and Melissa. And that's what I will tell myself for the rest of the show. Melissa, what do you feel that air brought to us?
I feel like there's this... you know, maybe we should take an email one for a minute.
Yes, it's and it is. And those of you listening, this is my first time in Arlington, Virginia. I'm up here today, and this is the first lightning that I've ever heard like that. They say that Tampa, Florida has the most lightning strikes, but I disagree, because this is like right above me. So the next 3 minutes may be a little electrical. If you hear a static, that is Jethro being cooked medium rare. Please serve me with salad and friends. So we love you guys. Make sure you're enjoying the time. We're sorry, 832-706. It's not letting you guys in. We do encourage that you give it a couple of weeks in between your readings, because that gives you that time to ask. We also encourage those of you who have called in quite a bit. Yes, this is a show to help individuals, and to help other people, we let them come in. I'm sorry, there's about six other ones that aren't getting in either. So here's an email.
You got to do the work. You can't just like expect somebody to give you all the answers. It doesn't work. We don't get that. Guidance is the test. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to use that word. Sorry. But guidance is the accessible tool to get to your next step. So you've got to do the work. You can't just come and get a reading and expect everything to just fall into place. You're guided to do the work. So you're guided to read that book, or call that reader, or go to that museum, and then you meet somebody, and that sparks you. Live your life. Your spiritual life, and listen for those messages. You know, don't just, you know, think that you're going to get a reading and that's going to solve everything. There's guidance. It's guidance, tools to help you with your life on your path.
And here we go. This is exactly what we were just speaking of. I'm writing you, and I'm asking the Psychics Gone Wild individuals. I had a reading with you done in January. Someone told me about this great love of mine. They told me this person was coming in. I went out on this date with the person and was excited to find out that, exactly as you said, he was here waiting. Unfortunately, he has turned into my nightmare. I cannot understand what is happening here. The gentleman was so nice and great with me at the time of February. Into March, he began to be a little awkward, and then I found out in April that he had started drinking, and then I found out that as it continued on, he had some other devices. I tried to politely end this with him in May. Now it's June, and I'm a little awkward and afraid that he might come and find me. What have you guys done to me, Psychics Gone Wild?
Okay, well, nobody's done anything. This is what I call the great spiritual setup, and guidance will come through. And it depends on who reads for you, too. Everybody has a different approach. But guidance will come through to get you to where you need to be, to get that soul lesson. And it's not a lesson. You don't have to say the word test, because it's really more about the lesson. So, yes, it looks, you know, if you're going to listen to a psychic tell you you're meeting the love of your life, don't go to a psychic anymore. Do not count on anybody that does readings to tell you that, because we're not allowed to know that. We may be able to say to you, yes, this is going to be a really meaningful relationship, and it could be the love of your life, but it may not last. Sometimes loves of our lives come in and they go out. But you have to be discerning, all of us. Whenever you get a reading, be discerning. What feels right, feels right. You've got to get out of that. You've paid your dues there. You met this person. He's turned out to be not what you need, so you get to go. Don't be afraid of him, you know, and block your number, block his number. Do whatever you have to do to protect yourself. But this was your lesson in order to discern and not just say, not just be somebody's, you know, scapegoat or doormat, not that you would be, but you have a big heart, and as a result, it got crumbled.
And April, I have 30 seconds or 60 seconds left to do this. Please get a hold of me at Psychics Gone Wild, or you can get me at JethroSmith.net. I'll give you the half an hour, which normally costs $65 free, if you will contact me, April, and let me know, because I do agree to everything Melissa said, but you've got to realize we only are able to give you 5 or 6 minutes on the show. So we got the first part. You need to have all of it together. Do yourself a favor. If you're listening to us over and over and getting pieces of it because of it, take some time off or get a hold of us and do the half an hour. You know, Melissa can give you all of it. And I know that I only do this up to 3-6 months. I do remember you, and I was a different psychic that was on that night. They also warned you, which if you listen back in the archives, that you had to walk lightly with this person. We never say a lot of other things like it. We are very blunt and honest, but we had to give it to you in pieces or you would have. You got with a person who was alcoholic. As a sober person, they are your person. But obviously, you got the reading and then you sat back and relaxed. As Melissa said, it's always work. I do still feel like this is possible, and I feel sad for you because I think you're a little paranoid too. April, I will read for you the half an hour if you get a hold of me at JethroSmith.net. We're at that part of the show. We love all of you. Get a hold of Melissa. Tell them where Melissa, and then we better get out of here because the
MaBermanArts@gmail.com or Psychics Gone Wild. Love you all. Thank you, Jethro. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Rocking in the Psychics Gone Wild.